Erica Kvam is our guest today, and an exciting new season with the Ringel Galleries and Purdue Galleries. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you.
It's been a busy summer, and I know that this new exhibit has technology involved. How did this come about, and who's coming?
Yes, so we're incredibly excited about this first exhibition, really our entire season of exhibitions, but, you know, the first one's first. Anna Ridler, we are exhibiting her work in an exhibition titled Dreaming Automated, Deep Learning Datasets and Decay. It will open August 19th in Ringel Gallery. Anna is an artist and researcher who lives and works in London, and she has degrees from Oxford University, the Royal College of Art, and the University of Arts London. So she's an incredible artist and has shown at the Tate and the V&A and a few other major ones, including the Barbican. And she's also quite an accomplished lecturer as well, and will be on campus September 23rd through 27th, and will be lecturing a few times on campus as well. So we're incredibly excited to have both her work and her exhibition in Ringel Gallery.
I love that the exhibit starts ahead as school is starting, and have a chance to see it there in Stuart Center at Ringel Gallery. And then she's coming, so you can observe some of the art. You know, it's easy to get to there. And then she's coming, so you'll actually be able to interact with her, and she's going to talk about this creation.
That's correct. She will have several different lectures on campus, but she'll be talking at actually one of our partners who's been instrumental in bringing her in, Purdue 2050 Conference of the Future. So she'll be speaking there. She'll be also speaking at another one of our partners, the Datamine. And then she'll be giving comments on her work at the reception on Thursday, September 26th at 5:30 in Ringel Gallery.
We'll have all these dates at WBAA.org and, of course, share on social media. You want to tag yourself when you go there and visit. It's exciting, I think, because I know you guys have had guests from the space program in past seasons. You've had international art from China. That, to me, this seems so relevant and speaks so well today, as only art can do, by combining technology. I mean, this is AI-based and very exciting things.
Yeah, we were really excited to be able to tie directly into the Purdue 150th celebration, again, who's another one of our sponsors for this exhibition. And one of the pillars that they're doing talks on and really tying into is artificial intelligence. So when we were planning our season, we really wanted to tie into the 150th celebration. So Anna's was just, her artwork blew me away when I saw it. And I'm really excited to bring her in because not only does she work in artificial intelligence and, you know, programming algorithms, but she ties it directly into creativity and really drives home the point that data sets don't have to be dry numbers or figures or information. You can work with them creatively, and she demonstrates this beautifully. One of the pieces that we're bringing in is called Mosaic Virus, and she took literally 10,000 photographs of tulips during a single blooming season in the Netherlands, and the data set we're also exhibiting, it's called Myriad, which, as you know, Myriad means many, but it also means exactly 10,000. So she's really terribly clever in all of these things. But Mosaic Virus, she programmed these pictures of tulips to bloom and wither based on fluctuations in the value of Bitcoin from June to December 2017. So it really ties into history and, you know, what's going on in the modern era. And she really is able to think through these things critically and creatively. And I'm just so thrilled that we're able to bring in our artwork.
I think it's fascinating to share this sort of science and technology and art and that sort of creativity. And this is, you know, not an artist that's been around for, you know, 70 years. You know, this is a young woman who works in London, and it just sounds terribly exciting.
Yes, she is up and coming in her field. She's exhibiting all over the world. And like I said, she's already hit some of the really major institutions in the UK, and she lectures widely as well. But yeah, this is a young field in terms of, you know, the history of art. And I think that she's won several awards for some of the pieces that will actually be in Ringel Gallery. So drop by and see these mega award-winning pieces as well.
Well, the exhibit opens August 19th. She'll be here this next month as well. I know you guys are on social media, on Facebook and on the purdue.edu. Tell us the hours of Purdue Galleries at Ringel Gallery.
Yes, so Ringel Gallery is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I also need to give a huge thank you to our sponsors for this exhibition, Purdue's 150th Committee, Purdue 2050, the Conference of the Future, Purdue's College of Liberal Arts, our Roof School of Design, Art, and Performance, and the Data Mine Learning Community. And we wouldn't have been able to do this exhibit without them. They have been hugely supportive and also just great partners in bringing this exhibition and this artist in.
And it's amazing because it's free. You just walk in. It's open to the public. And these lectures and whatnot, so valuable for the students, but valuable to the community. We thank you for sharing a little insight today and for bringing this in.
Thank you so much for having me.